Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from The James at Ohio State, providing access to the most advanced cancer treatments available from a team specialized in treating just one type of cancer, yours. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/choosethejames. Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from The James at Ohio State. The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection. The James Cancer Diagnostic Center is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis to those who suspect they have cancer. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/diagnosticcenter.
Across Ohio, there are dozens of school levies on the ballot this election cycle. At the same time, property tax relief has become a hot-button political issue. We've seen new bills from the General Assembly, Governor DeWine's working group recommendations, and a proposal to abolish Ohio's property tax system entirely. School funding is at the heart of this issue, and in the background lies a persistent myth about how Ohio lottery profits factor into the equation. In this bonus episode for Untangled the Cost of Learning, hear about how much lottery money actually goes to public schools. For WOSU's Curious CBUS series, Michael DeBonis has the story.
I'm walking into Pace High Carryout in the Clintonville neighborhood. The shelves are filled with candy, chips, and brightly colored cans of craft beer. At the front counter is the lottery terminal used to sell and print lottery tickets.
Can I have, I guess Mega Millions is tonight? Can I do?
Yep.
Owner Dev Patel is working behind the counter. I asked him what he knows about Ohio lottery profits. Where do they go?
What I have heard, it does go towards the school education. I don't know what portion and things like that, no.
And he's right. 100% of lottery profits go to K-12 education. In the last fiscal year, that meant over $1.4 billion. That sure sounds like a big number, and it made one listener ask WOSU's Curious CBUS, wasn't the state lottery supposed to replace property taxes as a method of school financing? Danielle Frizzy Babb is the communications director for the Ohio Lottery. She says she's not sure where this misconception came from, but it's been around for a long time.
The lottery was created to help support education in the state of Ohio. And support is really the key word there. Where that myth got started, I have no idea. And I wasn't around back in 1974.
The lottery started over 50 years ago. Voters passed an amendment to the state constitution in 1973, and sales started a year later. The pro-lottery argument used at the time would sound familiar to anyone who remembers when Ohio legalized casinos, sports betting, and marijuana. Ohio was losing out on revenue to neighboring states. The idea that lottery proceeds would replace property taxes or fully fund education was never promised or publicized. But from the beginning, a large portion of lottery profits were earmarked for education.
It started in the East, where lotto players have won millions. Now it's here, Ohio Lotto. Ohio Lottery's big money game.
In 1983, commercials voiced by James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader, were airing on television. That same year, 100% of lottery profits started going directly to the education budget. Bill Shakurdy teaches public policy at Ohio State University. In the 1980s, he worked as the director of the Ohio Office of Budget and Management. He says he worked with legislators to make the funding issue as clear as possible.
Being in the smoke-filled room where the deals were cut, I never heard anyone say, who was elected official or otherwise, well, K-12 gets all that lottery money, so let's screw them on general funds and we can get away with it. Rather, it was, let's get this off the table, be transparent about it, and deal with it as it is.
They set up a separate line item for lottery money called the Lottery Profits Education Fund. A few years later, in 1987, Ohio voters passed another amendment. It changed the state constitution to make it clear that all lottery profits had to go to education. The lottery has raised billions for school funding, but it is important to note that those funds have always been a small percentage of the total budget, which is set by lawmakers. Looking again at last year's numbers, that roughly $1.4 billion of lottery profits is only about 12% of the total K-12 budget, which is about $13 billion. Shakurdy says it's an important revenue source that the state would not want to lose.
That would be a significant loss. So again, the context of this thing is it's not a silver bullet, it's not nirvana, but it is helpful.
Regardless of how much the lottery contributes, state money does not cover the total cost of educating our K-12 students. Even after the state funds are distributed, local school districts still have to make up a substantial difference with property and income taxes. For WOSU's Curious C-Bus, I'm Michael DeBonis. And in case you're wondering, I'm not a mega millionaire. If you have a question for WOSU's Curious C-Bus series, visit wosu.org/curious.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.